one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails and place my finger in the mark of the nails and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now, what senses do you notice in that chapter? What senses do you see? Can you call any out in that section, particularly the first bit from verse 24? Sight. Touch, yeah. Hearing. There's seeing as well, because Thomas didn't see, and he says, "Unless I see," verse 25. So we see a lot going on about the senses that we've been thinking about, and what I want us to especially focus on is hearing. Hear and believe. So Thomas, it's understandable that he had trouble believing this. Thomas was one of the 12. He was called a twin. And he wasn't with them when Jesus had come to see them before this. The resurrected Jesus had appeared to the others. But he wasn't there. And he found it hard to believe. And the disciples told him that they had seen the Lord in verse 25. And so Thomas says, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my fingers into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." He goes even further and says, not only do I need to see to believe, but I need to touch as well. Now, he was skeptical, which is not a bad thing. It's being skeptical about things is not always a bad thing, because we can easily be fooled. We have constant scams happening that we're told to be very careful about. And maybe you think you could never believe that Jesus rose from the dead unless all of your doubts were taken away, or maybe those that you spend time with would think that. And when we say, usually, seeing is believing, this account challenges that. Because Thomas wasn't there this time, the first time rather, but this time he is there. This is about a week later, verse 26, 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them this time. And although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Now Jesus knows what had happened the week before. And we might not see Jesus, but he sees us. And look what happens in verse 7. What senses do you see in verse 27? Then Jesus said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." So what two senses are mentioned this time? Seeing, yeah. And what's the other one? Touching, yeah. Jesus says to him, "See and touch." So, Jesus wasn't a ghost, was he? He rose from the dead in his body. And his body had been crucified. It was the same body. And so, the scars, the evidence of that was still in his body. He invited Thomas to touch, to see, and to touch that. So though his body could never surrender to death again, the scars were there. It was his physical body. He had won over death. He died as he planned to for the sin of the world. He died in our place and rose, and everything was complete now. And Thomas is confronted with this, and Jesus says to him, "Do not disbelieve, but believe." And look how Thomas replies in verse 28. "My Lord and my God." So we're not told that he did actually touch Jesus. But it changed him forever, what he witnessed. He addresses Jesus as Lord and God, as the one in charge of his life, and as God. Jesus accepts that response. He doesn't say, "Oh no, don't call me God." Because Jesus is God, and he accepts that acknowledgement. But look at what he says. Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus asks him this question, "Have you believed because you've seen me?" and makes a statement, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Thomas saw and believed. And we think how amazing that was. We think if we could see Jesus for ourselves, or if people around us could see Jesus for themselves, then they would believe. And how blessed it was to be there, to see him in the flesh. How much more vibrant my faith would be if that were true. And some say, "I would believe if I could see Jesus for myself, but he's not turning up anywhere." Well, I let all of you into a secret. I have never seen Jesus. I've never seen him. But reading the Bible and listening to what it said changed my life forever, and is still changing my life. And it can do the same for you as well. Jesus says so right here. He says, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." So Jesus is saying, you don't need to see to believe. Thomas did, but others didn't. Jesus is powerful enough and big enough to do the same thing he did for Thomas, for everybody who ever lived into the future, and for all of us. But he didn't do that. He didn't choose to keep doing what he did for Thomas. "But I came to believe because I heard about Jesus, and I chose to listen." Now, I recently entered a competition, would you believe? And I won these headphones. These things cost 400 quid. Yep, I didn't pay for them. I won these in a competition of TK Maxx, right? 400 quid's worth. And I put them on, and I can just block all of you guys out. It's amazing. So they have a thing called noise cancellation. And it's interesting, it's called noise cancellation because it assumes anything I don't want to listen to is noise, which is an interesting way to categorize life, isn't it? I just want to listen to what I listen to, and everything else is noise. And so when I go to the gym, or when I'm going about, I have these on, and other people have them on, and it blocks out everything else. Now, the thing is, there is plenty of sound all around me. My headphones don't mean there's no sound. My headphones mean I'm deliberately choosing to not listen to it, and rather I'm listening to what I want to listen to. And so what Jesus is saying to us is, right, take off your noise cancellation, open your ears, and listen. Stop listening to your own personal soundtrack and pretending that there's no speaking or sound outside of your ears, because there is. And hear what Jesus is saying. Hear and believe. Because that is something which brings blessing. And if you could choose one of the five senses to believe in Jesus, I wonder which one you would choose. If we were to ask the people around us, if just one sense would make you believe in Jesus, which one would it be? I don't think most people would choose hear. I think you would choose this one. And that's understandable. That's what Thomas was like. And Jesus met him and showed him. But he says there's blessing to not see and believe. And that is Jesus' chosen way. And so the question is, are we asking for more proof when really we've just got these things on and we're blocking out what Jesus is saying and we don't want to listen because we have our own little soundtrack on? The question is, do we trust the word of Jesus? Is he trustworthy? If he says you will be blessed by not seeing and by hearing, will you listen to that? Will you believe that? Will you accept that? Or will you say, no, show me more? Well, that is the challenge to us this Easter. And all of the time is, will we listen to Jesus? Will we listen to his word? Will we listen to the Bible? Will we keep listening? Will we hear and believe? That is the challenge for us all through our lives if we are to know Jesus, to hear and believe. Actually, all we need to see, to touch, to smell, and to taste, and to hear is right here in front of us in this little account and right throughout the scriptures. Because we're told as much in verse 30 and 31. Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. So the call to us now as ever is to hear and believe. These things are good for the gym. They're not very good if you're not listening to what Jesus has to say. So let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're risen from the dead. Thank you, Lord, that we have been blessed to hear about that. We pray we would believe today, tomorrow, and for as many days as you give us. And perhaps it might be the first day today that we actually really hear your call in our lives. We pray we would hear and respond and believe. In Jesus' name, amen.